So for folks who have absolutely no idea about this treasured classic of literature, can you tell us a bit about Cyrano as a story?
Well, as you said, it is a classic tale, and it's one that I think most anybody can relate to on various levels and for varying reasons. But it is the story of a French nobleman who basically has everything going for him. He's well born, he's a soldier, fairly well regarded in society, and very, very intelligent. He's confident in most every aspect of life, except for one thing that affects most every aspect of his life, which is that he has an unusually large nose. And because of this, he feels that he basically is not worthy of the love that he craves. And so he doesn't dare share his love for the lovely Roxanne. And so when he finds out that she has a crush on someone else, he decides that he's going to help that along. And so he approaches Christiane, who becomes a friend of his, and says, "Hey, you've got the looks, I've got the words, let me help you." And so they agree, and Cyrano writes these beautiful, beautiful love letters to Roxanne, and she's falling for him deeply, and she thinks all of those beautiful words are coming from Christian. And then, of course, it all comes to a head later on in the story, and it doesn't necessarily play out super well in the end. We are going with the classic tale of it, but it is a beautiful story in which we realize that we've got to let go of a lot of the different things that hold us back in order to move forward in life.
You touched on the themes about kind of letting go of the things that hold us back as kind of a major theme in this particular romance. Can you expound upon that? What is it about this show that really piqued your interest, and how did you explore it with your cast?
So when you stop to think about it, Cyrano has a large nose. He's got everything else in the world going for him, but he holds back so much and he's very sensitive about his looks. And the size of his nose, when you stop to think of it, it seems very silly to hold back so much because of the size of someone's nose. But how often do we tell ourselves the same, same thing, I'm not worth this, or I don't, or I can't because of, and insert any number of things, I'm too big, I'm too small, I'm too this, I'm too that, or I'm not enough. And ultimately, when you stop to think of it, often those same reasons seem just as silly as the size of someone's nose. But when we can let go of that and move forward and let ourselves experience some of the things that matter to us, rather than telling ourselves that we can't for whatever reason, we can really make some magic happen in our lives. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
When Wheat Ridge decided to put on this story, to produce this play, Cyrano, what inspired you to be a part of it as director? What kind of vision do you bring to it?
I think there were a couple of different aspects to it. Each of the directors that come to work with the Wheat Ridge Theater Company, we all bring something different to the table. And one of the things that I frequently take on with some of my shows is various aspects of love or bodiness or something along that line, where the different shows that I handle almost always have some element of love to them. Sometimes they're far prettier, such as Cyrano, and sometimes they're a little more difficult. Basically, we have people that bring the dark elements to things. We've got people that bring the more spiritual element to things, the more social awareness. For me, what I bring to the table from the board of directors is more of the love and romance aspect to the shows.
What excited you about producing Cyrano or directing it?
It is such a beautiful show. It is richly layered, and it was going to be a huge challenge. And that was part of the appeal, because it is a challenge. But I've always loved the story. And I don't know, just something about it speaks to me. And when they said, "Hey, we're thinking about doing this," I said, "Yes, that would be great for the Valentine's time frame for the show. Let's go ahead and do it." And they said, "Okay, well, you're also directing it." Said, "Okay, I can definitely do that." And as soon as I was given the position of director, I knew exactly who I wanted for my Cyrano. And then I reached out to him and I said, "Hey, would you be willing to take this on? And he got back to me, and he was all in. And he's a lovely actor by the name of Ronan Biard. He is a French native. And so he is playing Cyrano de Bergerac in this. And so I'm very, very excited. And all around, I've got a really fantastic cast. So I'm so very excited to bring this forward.
You had mentioned that there were going to be some production challenges. Can you touch on that a bit? Like, what was the production like? What were some of the things you had to overcome? And what's the result that folks are going to be able to catch?
Well, some of the challenges involve that it's a fairly large show and we have a fairly small space. Also, the classic script of Cyrano calls for it's a huge cast. And so one of the biggest hurdles that I had to get over almost immediately was editing down the script. The classic show takes 3, sometimes more hours in the theater, and that's a little long for a community play. So definitely had to do a fair bit of editing to get it down to that, and also to bring the number of cast members down to a manageable level that we can get everybody on stage, that we can put them in the back room. So some of the basic practicalities of just getting the show off the ground were immediate, and things that we had to take care of very first thing. So that was a lot of time, a lot of effort, but I think I managed it.
Well, Wheat Ridge Theater Company premieres Cyrano de Bergerac next Friday, February 3rd. It plays through the 19th on weekends. For more information and tickets, where can people go?
You can go to wheatridgetheater.com, and that is theater, theatre. And if you just click on the link, it will take you where you need to go to purchase the ticket.